A blessed Laetare Sunday to all of you. This phrase, Laetare Sunday, comes from the entrance antiphon, the introit, as it's traditionally known as, where it says, Rejoice, Jerusalem. Laetare, Jerusalem. Laetare, rejoice. So it's Rejoice Sunday. So a blessed Rejoice Sunday to all of you. You know, this is a Sunday to rejoice. This is why we wear the rose vestments, the pink, as people like to call it. Now, right now, it might not seem like a good time to rejoice. We might be concerned and worried. And how can we rejoice when we're concerned about everything that's going on in the world? And that's kind of the point. We rejoice in our Lord. As the entrance antiphon says, Rejoice, Jerusalem, and all who love her. Be joyful, all who are in mourning. Exult and be satisfied at her consoling breast. So rejoice in our Lord, in that heavenly Jerusalem that awaits us. Rejoice in the salvation that he promises us. Rejoice in our lives, in what we have, the gifts that we have from him, that despite the struggles and difficulties that we have in our world today, we can still rejoice. Now, one thing you sometimes will hear whenever we have famines and plagues and natural disasters and things like that is, well, this is just God punishing people. People punishing them, they're thinking the Sodom and Gomorrah model of punishing people. And of course, we know that that's not what our Lord does. That's not what Jesus does. He doesn't want to punish us. He doesn't want to bring plagues and destruction upon us. You know, it sounds very similar to the Pharisees in the gospel today, where they see the man born blind who was healed by our Lord, and they called him, he was a sinner. And even the disciples ask, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? There was this mindset of, if you had some kind of physical deformity, you had some kind of illness, it was because of sin. It wasn't because of a natural, of course, they didn't understand DNA and they didn't understand the genetic code and all that. But it wasn't because of some natural problem. It was because you had sinned or your parents had sinned. And this was the result of it. God was punishing this person because of sin. And that's our Lord responds, Neither he nor his parents sinned. It is so that the works of God might be made visible through him. And that's kind of the point we should think about whenever evil comes. And this has been the answer of the church since this gospel, that when evil comes, it's not because of sin per se. I mean, sin can cause evil. We know that. But God uses that evil to bring about good, so that the works of God can shine through that darkness of sin. Sin, of course, is the evil is the absence of good, is how Thomas Aquinas puts it. That when good is not present, evil is present. That's why none of us can ever be truly evil. No human being can be truly evil, because every human being, even the most despicable character you can think of, whether it is some world leader from history who was an awful person who had millions and millions of people killed, or a convicted serial murderer, or whatever, whoever this person might be, no person is truly evil. They may be deeply, deeply sinful, but no person is truly evil, because we are made in the image and likeness of God. And so there is still some good in that person. Again, their sins may be horrible, and they may be sins that, as the scriptures call it, cry out to heaven for justice. And they may rightfully have faced the punishments for those sins. But no person is completely evil, because evil is the absence of good. So, and the same thing is with sin. Sin brings darkness into the world. Well, darkness is the absence of light, the light of Christ. So when there is evil, it is an opportunity for the light of Christ to shine into the world, to shine throughout the world, and to help us to see the glory of God, help us to see his love and his peace and his mercy. And just like in this gospel, where the man born blind went and washed and had his eyes cleared, we can be healed from our sin. And these opportunities of suffering that we face in our lives, whether it is this current situation with all the shutdowns and quarantines and, you know, shelter at home and all that things that are going on right now, or the natural disasters that happen occasionally, or every situation that we face of suffering, can be an opportunity for us to see God's light, to be open to that light. This blind man could not literally see light, but because of the love of our Lord, because of his mercy, he was now able to see. In the same way, when we face these difficulties, these pains, these sufferings, we need to turn to him and ask to see the light of the world shining in the world, and to be that light in the world, to go out and share that light in our world. So on this Laetare Sunday, as we may not feel like rejoicing, may we truly rejoice in that light of the world coming into the world, that peace, that love of Christ that he wishes to share over all of us. And even as if we can't, those of us who can't receive our Lord at this time due to concerns or of passing disease and so on, may we still pray that he come down upon us. We do those spiritual communions that you see so often published now, praying that we may be joined to him, even if we can't be joined to him, body, blood, soul, and divinity, through the Eucharist. So rejoice, Jerusalem. Rejoice in our Lord. Be consoled by him. Receive his peace and his love.